Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Parents, teachers, child care professionals, and others hear about effective instruction for children in an upcoming conference in West Monroe. What Works? Birth to Adolescence is presented by the Children's Coalition of Northeast Louisiana. Joining me in a preview is the Coalition's Development Director, Lindsay Murray, and Conference Planning Committee member, Patty McGilton. It's an interesting situation we have here. Education, a lot of talk about that. We'll get to that in just a moment. But Lindsay, the conference coming up Thursday, tell us about the format of the program that's going to be taking place.
Well, it will be a day-long conference at the West Monroe Convention Center. It will start off around 8 o'clock, and we will have fabulous national, state, and international speakers coming in from all over, literally, the world, on topics of early childhood and adolescence. We're looking to attract licensed professional counselors, social workers, teachers, representatives from childcare, representatives from the school systems, and our nonprofit friends who deal with the children in these two specific age groups.
Well, Patty, as far as the guest speakers, sharing on the children's early years, who are some of the folks that are going to be in attendance?
This year we have Dr. Charlie Zena and Dr. Angela Keys, both who work for Tulane University, both very renowned in their fields. Dr. Zena has traveled all over the world and actually will be flying in from the Great Britain as we prepare for this conference. They are very renowned in what they do. So,
and there will also be speakers talking about adolescence specifically. Who will be attending?
Right. We have Karen Williams coming in. She's going to do an awesome talk on brain development in teenagers, and we've had her before, and people loved her, so she would be great to come to. And Dr. Stuart Gordon is going to come in, and he's going to talk about health and how that impacts mental health. And Frank Campbell, sorry, Dr. Frank Campbell is going to be coming in from Baton Rouge, and he's going to talk. His specialist is suicide, and he's going to talk about how the community can come together and work around that issue.
Yeah. Tell us about how will the attendees benefit from this session?
You know, this is a conference unlike any other in our area. Most professionals, licensed professional counselors, licensed marriage and family therapists, social workers, psychologists, anybody in the mental health field, really you have to travel outside of our area to get something of this caliber. And this is an event where we're really talking about early childhood experiences and how that impacts who you are as a teenager and as an adult, and what we can do to come together to prevent the things that are happening negatively versus reacting to them later.
As you work in the field, what are some of the common questions that parents ask that'll be addressed in depth coming up?
You know, most parents just want to know, is my child normal? Are the things that are happening, the behaviors that are happening, why are they not sleeping? Why are they not eating? Why are they so angry? Why are they happening this way? And we are really going to focus a lot on early brain development, adolescent brain development, what to expect of a child at a certain age. And this is not only for parents, this is for every teacher and every professional, because we forget those things a lot. We forget that a two-year-old is just two.
Yeah. Lindsay, tell us about how the Coalition facilitates some of the ideas that will be shared during the conference.
Well, the Coalition, of course, we were based on the principle that we want to create communities where children and families thrive. And so we kind of use that as part of our mission in everything that we do. And this conference particularly is a mission-based event for us, because this is what we believe are the important factors within those first years of a child's life. So this conference really kind of mimics and echoes that mission of our organization as a whole.
You know, I think it's really interesting to note that the president is expected to touch upon early education in his State of the Union coming up this evening. In fact, encouraging an increase in funding, which I believe like 33 states, $364 million that they've increased in funding over the years. What is a significant challenge to early education where funding could be used?
Wow.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that we have a lot of underserved population. Universal pre-K is something that we've talked about for years, and getting children, having slots available for every child that wants to come. In the state of Louisiana, we have early child care centers, and Head Starts and all these things. But there are a lot of children that don't get those because there just simply aren't slots.
Are there any positive trends, positive strides that are being made?
There are. Louisiana's undergoing something with Act 3, which is the Early Childhood Act.
Right.
And this is where school systems, child care centers, Head Starts are all coming together to really focus on what is it that early childhood needs. School systems start at age 4 and go up. But we know that statistically and data, we know that a child's brain is 85% developed by age 3. So that we have a huge group, a huge population of children that need our services now.
As I understand it, is this one of the first conferences to be held like this?
No, we actually had our first one last year.
Okay.
And we are building off the success from that conference and really hope to gain momentum and offer, again, like Patty said, you know, behind this conference is twofold. Yes, to have this high caliber of speakers in our area, so our professionals don't have to travel elsewhere to get their much-needed CEUs, but to really showcase the Monroe-West Monroe area as an opportunity to really showcase our community as a venue that's capable of putting on events such like this. And so this is our second year. We want to continue building on this from year to year.
What kind of follow-up is available through the Children's Coalition?
Well, we have Patty. Anybody can call our office. We have a whole team of early childhood professionals. We have a suicide coalition, prevention coalition, staffed by Jan Daniels there at our office. So anybody can call our office 323-8775 for more information after the conference.
The conference getting underway on Thursday, and how can you find out more about attending?
You can go to our website, www.thechildrenscoalition.org, or just childrenscoalition.org. Click on our events page, and you can have our online conference brochure. You can register online. Then there's also a PDF form where you can print one out and send it in if you want to do the written method. So,
still some slots available for Thursday.
Yes, absolutely. And there's even a member discount if you're a member of the Children's Coalition. We're offering 50% off of tuition for the conference. So if you're not a member, that's a great benefit. And it's always good to be a member of the coalition and join forces with what we're trying to do here locally and statewide.
What Works Conference coming up this Thursday at the West Monroe Convention Center. Patty McGilton is a planning committee member, and Lindsay Murray, the development director with the Children's Coalition of Northeast Louisiana. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.